You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Do you say tomato or do you say tomato? Does it matter? Actually, not. What does matter is that tomatoes are high-performance food for your whole family. If you have kids who refuse them, it might help you to tell them, help you get them interested in tomatoes, to tell them that they feed their brain, their heart, their muscles, eyes, and lungs. Actually, tomatoes are loaded with vitamins and minerals that can make the difference between mediocre and excellent results when you are tested in the classroom or on the field, or if you're in your office and working and on a project, or in the gym working out. Carolina, first question I have for you is, how do you say tomato? I say tomato.
Yeah, I say tomato as well. Or I guess I grew up saying tomate. That's in Portuguese. And nowadays, my kids have a lot of fun saying pomodoro because that's in Italian. And we just love saying pomodoro. It just sounds so fancy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, do they even roll their R's like you are? Are they good at that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they grew up listening to a couple languages. So, yeah, they do. It's cute.
And
they,
cute.
I mean, you know, sometimes giving a different fun name will make your kids eat different things, believe me. So maybe try that if you have a kid that hasn't been able to try tomato just yet. Say, this is not tomato. This is pomodoro.
Oh,
and there you
my
go.
Gosh. Pomodoro. I got it. I'm going to try that with my family because I have a family that's not tomato fans, and for life, I cannot figure it out. But let's get to what makes them such a high performance food. What parts of the body do they feed in that are dominant ones that we should be paying attention to?
Yeah, so pomodoro or tomato, however you want to say it, why should we be eating them in the first place? Because sometimes of the year, they can get kind of expensive. So should you be spending your dollars on tomatoes? Should you be looking at tomatoes? Absolutely, yes. Tomato is a powerful little fruit. It is a fruit, but also viewed as a vegetable for most of us. What's so powerful about it? Probably the one thing that everyone keeps talking about it recently is the lycopene. Lycopene is a carotenoid, and lycopene has been found to have the highest antioxidant activity of all carotenoids. So that's fantastic. That means it's going to help protect your body from oxidative damage, which leads to a lot of the different cancers out there. It's been linked to a decreased risk of prostate cancer, of pancreatic cancer, and even GI tract related cancers. So right off the bat, that's why you should be eating them every day. But some things that people don't know is even fresh tomatoes and tomato extracts have been linked to lowering cholesterol, especially the LDL cholesterol and triglycerides. So there you go. That's the heart relation right there. Another heart relationship is because they've been shown to help prevent some aggregation of platelets, which basically is any problem related to atherosclerosis. So, you know, In a summary, it's heart attacks. So definitely going to offer that heart protective benefit, which tomatoes red, so that's easy to remember, right? Just like a heart. So it also protects for your heart. So that's a really great one. I mean, I could go on forever. Phytonutrients like glycoside is really great for protecting several parts of our body, including the lungs. So there's fatty acids in tomatoes. There's so much in a tomato. I could take a whole hour to go through. But it will feed your heart, your muscles, your lungs, and even your bones. There's a relationship about how much tomatoes you eat in your diet and lower risk of osteoporosis. So there you go. I think I've convinced enough people to add more tomatoes, right?
Hopefully. And I'm throwing in brain and eyes as well. And we all need those to be working well for us. So tomatoes, your ticket for that health, for health and all that part, all those parts of your body. All right. So there are lots of different kinds. I think it's getting confusing now. Does it matter if you have a cherry tomato versus a plum tomato versus a, you know, a beefsteak tomato or not?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question, and I didn't know the answer. I had to look it up because there's literally hundreds of different tomato varieties. It's insane how many tomato varieties there are out there. And we usually choose it by the flavor or texture or appearance. So what you need for a recipe, let's say. They've done a few studies that I could find out there that singled out a few tomatoes saying, oh, these have a higher antioxidant capacity than these, but nothing conclusive. So at the end of the day, they weren't able to single out one type of tomato over the other. What they were able to do, this is a tidbit of information that I found from an Ohio State University that I thought was so interesting, was actually how your body is able to use the nutrients on the tomato. And they found that if you ate tomatoes along with healthier fats like avocado or olive oil, then your body is able to absorb the carotenoids in about 2 to 15 times fold better than if just eaten by itself. So awesome. That's fantastic. You know, it's just like the relationship between iron and the calcium and the iron relationship. You got to eat them together apart. So the same thing with the tomatoes. If you eat tomatoes with olive oil or avocado or other healthier fats like fish, then you're going to use up even more of what the tomato has to offer.
So always have tomatoes with the healthy fat supplying foods. But, you know, the Italians certainly know how to do this. You have a sliced tomato and they always put olive oil over it, just if they're just eating it straight. But, certainly salad dressings take care of that for salads. But why do you think, and I mentioned earlier, I will confess that I have a family of grandchildren and even my children. And I think my new daughter-in-law, I'm not sure yet, are not tomato fans. And my husband and I have always served and eaten tomatoes our whole life. We love them. Help me out. Why are kids turning away from tomatoes and some adults as well?
That's really shocking to me. So many people in your close family don't eat it because I come from a family of tomato lovers. And my son, when I bring in a little crate of cherry tomatoes in the house, I literally have to stop him from eating the whole thing before I was even able to wash it. I mean, he loves tomatoes. He could live on them. But I think that part of it is... because tomatoes, like I said, there's so many varieties. So maybe they have tried a variety that's not as juicy or sweet. That's one reason. The other reason is there has a little bit of a difference in taste between conventionally grown and organic tomatoes. So maybe try an organic tomato. They tend to be a little bit sweeter. The other relationship that I can find there is a lot of tomatoes found in the stores are picked early to ripen at the store. That makes a difference too on the sweetness of the tomatoes. So maybe getting a tomato plant and growing your own tomatoes so you can pick them right off the plant and eat them right away, like at the top of the ripe, might also make the difference. But I know it's baffling because tomato sauce is in everything, and most people will do the tomato sauce but not the actual tomato. So don't give up though, keep trying.
I keep trying. I'm going to take all your advice as well. I always do, right? But farmers markets are a great place to get some nice fresh sun ripened. That's where the sweetness comes. It has to be sun ripened. Quickly, we need a couple recipes to help me out, turn my family onto tomatoes. What do you suggest?
I know. I couldn't go on without talking about pizza because we see tomato sauce in pizza and it's so obvious. But actually, if you slice up tomatoes and put it on top of the cheese, it can get kids kind of, you know, used to the appearance of tomatoes and not thinking tomato comes in a paste-like form. And what a fun way to eat tomatoes. Another one I love is to actually take little tomatoes, empty what's inside, and fill it up with hummus or fill it up with ricotta cheese. So that's an easy thing that moms can do. Or a veggie pasta salad. Just slice them up and toss them with noodles and broccoli and your favorite dressing. And there you go. It's like a super easy, quick pasta salad that you can make with tomatoes. But we have many other recipes to check out with tomatoes. All you have to do is go to kidcritics.org, spelled with 2 K's. Go to our recipe tab, type in tomatoes, and you'll see a whole list of recipes using all sorts of different types of tomato. Thank you, everyone, for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen today. Remember, you can always listen to us on radiomd.com. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.